The Barbados Labour Party manifesto of 2018 said at page 8 that it would raise the minimum wage from $6.25 per hour to $8 per hour and extend it to all categories of workers across the economy, which meant that it would go beyond shop assistance. Then, back in November of 2020, we had the industrial dispute between G4S Security Services and the Barbados Workers' Union. In December, in announcing the settlement of the dispute, the Prime Minister gave a commitment that Barbados would have a new minimum wage order in place by April 1, 2021. This is April 1st, and we do have a new order as promised. The minimum wage across the board is $8.50 per hour. But something else happened between December 10th last year and now. It's our second wave of COVID-19 and the accompanying restrictions, a situation which saw government rolling out its own assistance to several small businesses, as we heard from Minister Kerry Simmons some weeks ago, as the House of Assembly voted a supplementary of $3.5 million to help such businesses.
Amand, what we are trying to do really is to help people get through this very, very difficult period. And it is not a package of compensation. To say that it was compensation, ma'am, would mean that we are able to calculate with some degree of specificity the exact loss of earnings that a particular business place has suffered. And we all know that that is what we cannot do. But what we are trying to do, ma'am, is to respond to what is at present before us in the form of 4,869 processed and filtered applications, audited, if you will, and, ma'am, the additional 2,958, which are still online, still being worked on as recently as last night when I last had my conversation with the Minister of Finance, so that he would be in a position to know that 7,827 plus are going to be before the Ministry of Finance for assistance up until the most recent figures that I have available. And, ma'am, they include the shops as well.
And in this year's estimates debate, the minister noted that the last major study we had of the micro, small and medium-sized sector was back in 2016.
Quite frankly, the margins under which small and micro businesses are operating are very slender. If your receipts for 42% of the sector is around or less than $100,000. It means effectively, ma'am, that there's really no wiggle room. There is no space really for operational changes, and certainly there is no cushion to deal effectively with the impacts of that which we would have just witnessed in Barbados and continue to witness, which is the COVID-19 pandemic. The third thing, ma'am, is that obviously slender margins mean vulnerability. And we're talking about a sector that is employing 46,000 people. And though I cannot say specifically what is the status of the employment level today across the entire MSME set of enterprises, it is abundantly clear that we're talking about a number, thousands of people, no doubt, who are existing in a state of contingency, even though they are employed.
Back in 2016, 92% of the formal enterprises in Barbados were micro, small or medium-sized enterprises, employing 46,000 people, but with 42% of them having annual sales of less than $100,000. Fast forward to today, where businesses big and small have been hard hit by the downturn in the economy. Some are arguing that the timing of this increase in the minimum wage could not be worse. Prime Minister Motley speaking last night.
So we've had three different sets of times for persons to say, look, we do not support this. But after a while, you have to govern and you have to decide. And our judgment, their judgment was January next year. Our judgment is April this year. We recognize that there are other things that we've had to do. For example, the government is spending significant sums of money in both grant and loans to be able to support the tourism sector. The government has also spent a significant set of money to be able to provide basic support to all kinds of people. In fact, more so than most countries in the region. When you really start to add up what we have done, we feel as well that we cannot leave out the persons who are at the very edge of the margin and who cannot make it easily, and to tell them to wait another 8 months to be able to get another $10, $12, $15 a day, which becomes absolutely critical to them, particularly given the fact that they have not had increases in a whole range of other issues, but prices have gone up. It's not fair. It's not conscionable.
This has been SagiCorp's Early Business.